Yeah, thanks so much. Good to be with you guys.
Okay, so let's get to this. Obviously, we were just talking about health priorities and how Major League Baseball has to settle on that because their training camp facilities, the health protocols were actually pretty loose. How important is that going to be just in the confidence of people, not just playing it, but watching it?
Well, we're already seeing it. I mean, players aren't even gathered yet, and we're seeing positive tests right and left, and we're seeing it with workouts. We're seeing it all over the board. So we've got a problem. And if I'm, you know, putting on my hat and running the Packers for 10 years, you've got a lot of logistics that you got to manage here. Maybe the most important person in all these organizations and leagues is this CIO now, sort of the chief infections officer. They've got to get a handle on this. I mean, football people are not skilled at this at all. You've got to bring in experts. You've got to get control of this because you know they're going to be positives. And in March, we shut down sports with one positive test. And now we have hundreds of positive tests, and we're starting up sports, and there's no vaccine, and there's no cure. So this is really an interesting time in the world because, as I've been writing and saying and tweeting, really about that, we wouldn't play sports. We just wouldn't. But it's not about that. It's partly about that, and that's why we're having these 100-page protocols. But it's really about not disrupting billions of dollars in business in the world. So that's really the priority here, and we're just trying to mitigate the risk best we can.
Which means it comes down to, obviously, TV contracts, you know, TV more than anything else, but media contracts. What kind of driver are media contracts in some of the decisions that we're about to see and how they're made?
Well, in the NFL, it's the primary driver of revenues is national media. And that's so important because if they lose out on game day, like baseball is going to, baseball losing out on game day, ticket sales and merchandise and parking concessions, that's about 40% of baseball.
Right.
That's a big cut for baseball. Now, NFL is much better off because the media contracts dwarf the game day revenues. So media is about 20% in the NFL compared to 40% in baseball. But if there are no fans, you know, that's, if you're talking about a $15 billion business, you lose 20%, that's $3 billion. Now, maybe you make it back with some kind of make goods from TV, assuming the ratings are going to be off the charts. But all these leagues are getting ready for new media contracts, and baseball just did one.
Exactly, because the NFL took care of its CBA before all of this happened. And they've done, for, with the exception of obviously mini camps or OTAs, they've been able to go about business as usual. Does the NFL still give you the idea they're full steam ahead, or might they sacrifice a preseason game or two because of protocols?
Well, I think that's a really light sacrifice if they do.
Right. No, I understand.
Go ahead.
No,
taking
I understand
your calls.
No, I understand. Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I was just saying that they're absolutely, everything they've been is full speed ahead with the CBA, as you mentioned, signed, with the virtual draft, with free agency on time, with the schedule release, with no major alterations really put into it. So they're full speed ahead. The question becomes, they can do that because they have the luxury of time, but you know, everything's negotiable. If they have to do something different in a month, they will. But, you know, they'll sacrifice preseason. They'll sacrifice whatever they can to not sacrifice those 18-game weekends.
And they've already, for example, no international games. But, again, they didn't sacrifice the game. They just sacrificed the location.
Well, like you said, they'll keep nibbling around the edges of the things that don't matter to try to avoid getting into the things that do matter.
Okay, so what if they do hit a rut? Have they talked about how they're going to handle a rut? a stoppage, how they're going to handle payment to players. Have they discussed any of that?
I mean, I think there are internal discussions. What I've been talking about is what you're seeing in baseball, I think, has to happen in football. Because baseball is anticipating a huge dip in revenues, which we know they're going to have, because they basically have said no fans.
That's right.
Now, the NFL has certainly not said no fans. The NFL is like, yeah, we're going to have fans. But we don't know that to be the case. We don't know if they'll have zero fans, 20,000 fans. And what that means is the way the NFL cap is calculated, it looks back on previous year revenue. So I'm anticipating a real diminution of cap for 2021. And for the players, they need to get ahead of that and get to the league in 2020 to figure out what it's going to look like. Because they don't want a cap that goes down. Nobody wants that.
Right.
And that could happen without dealing with it at first.
In baseball, if they wanted to get quick cash, I mean after this season, and I don't mean right away, but within the next 2-3 years, a quick cash avenue is what the NHL has done with Vegas and Seattle, a $500 million expansion fee, $650 million for Seattle. Baseball could probably command $1 billion apiece from a new franchise, just as a quick cash to make up time. You and I both know it would dilute the product. The NFL's not in that mode. They already have 32 teams right now. Is the 17th game the way to get that cash influx because their new TV contract's coming up?
Sure. I mean, that's something TV wanted. Obviously, they wouldn't be doing it without TV's blessing. And there's your revenue source. And I was very vocal that I didn't think the players got enough in this brand-new spanking CBA for giving away that major inventory. They get some incremental gains with minimum salaries and extra practice squad and a couple roster spots. But no, they didn't get enough. It's a major give from the union to give that 17th game. You're right, there's no expansion on the horizon. They just got relocation fees from the Chargers, Raiders, and Rams, so they're good. And now they're looking for other ways. You mentioned gambling, but of course the 17th game is huge.
You and I both know they won 18, but 17's an odd number. There's no sport that I can think of off the top of my head that plays an odd number. This would be the only time that somebody would play an odd number, which then, of course, would lead them to say, hey, we ought to have 18, and you and I both know that's what they actually want.
Yes, and that's coming in the next CBA. Every negotiation's about the next negotiation. and that's why I hated that players giving that away, because they'll never go back to 16. You know, we'll remember 2020 in 50 years as the year they went from 16 to 17. And by then, they'll be at 20 games. But that's where we are. I mean, they gave it away, and it's never going back. You know, everyone wants more inventory. But, yeah, I mean, the least of their concerns is figuring out an unbalanced schedule of 9 games home, 8 games away. Maybe it's an international game, whatever. They'll figure that out.
Yeah. And they've also expanded the playoff, and there's more money there.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of another get that the NFL owners got without much of a fight. But, you know, that's why they are the shrewd businessmen they are.
I know we only had you for a limited time. We appreciate the time you gave us, even though there are many, many more questions to go through. And I appreciate your time and your work very much, Andrew.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate that.